Welcome to The Thoughtful Entrepreneur. If you're committed to growing your business by serving audiences with generosity and real expertise, you're in the right place. This is a daily 15-minute show featuring leaders who believe real impact comes from generosity, not hype, which means, as a listener, you're going to get the good stuff. In fact, we created podverified.com to give thoughtful leaders like you free tools to show up better on podcast stages like this one. That includes your free PodVerified score, free PodVerified guest training, a free media kit builder, and so much more. It's the first ecosystem of its kind built by podcasters who genuinely want to help guests thrive and grow in podcasting. Visit podverify.com if you'd like to be featured as a future guest. I'm Josh Ellidge. Let's get into it. With us right now, it's Justin Starbird. Justin, you are the CEO and founder of the Ably Group. It's A-E-B-L-I group.com. We've got that all linked up. Justin, it's great to have you.
Hi, Josh. Thanks so much for having me today. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Hey, before we get going talking about the work that you do with the Ably Group, I always love, most leaders are multi-passionate, and my goodness, you have got to tell us about your card collection.
Yeah, I we were talking offline, and I think I have about 1.5 or 2 million sports cards right now. Now it sounds like a lot, I know, and it is a lot. It takes up a lot of space in the in one of our closets, but I went through every single one of them and pulled out about 100,000 of them, maybe 150,000 that are all, the Hall of Famers, All-Stars. They're worth something. Either they're parallels or numbers or some sort of color or a rookie. And so that was a really interesting, a lot of fun. I really enjoy it.
Yeah. Where do you get them all?
So I mentioned I was going through a divorce several years ago, and it was pre-COVID, and I had seen a couple of, only a couple of months pre-COVID. And I had seen on Facebook Marketplace, folks were trying to get rid of large lots. I just remember one guy, it was pouring rain, and he pulls up in his Subaru station wagon and unloaded probably 500,000 cards. And he was just trying to get rid of them. I think I got them for like $250 or something crazy. And it was just so funny to me. I just needed something to take my mind off of the stress of what was going on. And I went through them and came out with, Michael Jordan's and Tom Brady's and all kinds of fun cards for me. So it was such a wonderful release. That's how I got most of them.
Amazing. And then are you going to open a card shop? Are you going to go to meets? What are you going to do with this?
My wife is like, when are we going to start selling them? And so actually over the course of the summer, I have slowly been going through it and doing that. So I had a pretty large Shohei Ohtani collection recently that I got rid of, and some 1986 Fleer basketball cards where, a lot of Michael Jordan rookies were included in that. So, that's been something to fund our next venture. I'm not ready to share exactly what that is yet, but trying to do something like that. Again, it's just a fun outlet to have.
Yeah. Okay. So tell us about the Ably Group.
Yeah. Thanks so much for the opportunity to share. So the Ably Group, we're a B2B marketing agency. We've been around actually 12 years this year. And it's been really fascinating. I don't know about you, but our business has evolved pretty considerably in the last 12 to 18 months. And really, since AI became a lot more part of everybody's workflows. And, traditionally, we've always served regulated industries, think like med tech, life sciences, biotech, transportation, logistics, those sorts of things, and been very successful. So very fortunate in that regard. But recently also started working on capital campaigns, so helping founders and startups get funded that had run into issues with like venture capital or private equity. A lot of those opportunities had dried up, and they've turned to crowdfunding, and we've done a lot of recent campaigns. In fact, we've raised, I think, about $15 million in the last 18 months. One of our clients just had the largest crowdfunding campaign of all of 2025. And so, that's been, a pretty unique pivot for us. And so we're doing a lot more in that space. I'd say it's a close to a 50-50 mix now after after 10 years of really focus on one area.
Yeah, and so, well, I notice as well. I have to pull this out. So obviously, marketing strategy,
Sure.
that sort of thing. But you, in some cases, you recommend a podcast. Tell me how you use podcasts.
Yeah, so it's really fun to be on this side of it. Often
Yeah.
I'm on your side, having to come up with the answers and or questions based
Yeah.
on the answers of my guest. And so, it helps you think quickly on your feet. Well, we've been producing podcasts for our clients since 2014, and right now I think we have 10 active shows. I think there are 30 in the archive for different clients over the years. And we've always used podcasts as a mechanism to make more efficient use of founders and leadership's time. Often when we work with a company, especially say manufacturing or med tech, there's always, the guy on the floor, Dave or Susan, who's running the business really for the company. And if you just talk to them, you get everything you need to know about the company from them, right? What's more information about products, services, and those sorts of things. So we came up with the idea of creating series for our customers so that we could, use 20 to 30 minutes of time and ask 8 or 10 questions and get longer form content that we could then, splice up and use. That, of course, this is not a new idea. Gary Vee did this. He wrote books about it. Yeah, so many other people have done it. But what we try to do is make most efficient use of their time so that we can actually create not just the strategy, that's what they hired us for, but then also execute on campaigns and build content out across platforms. And so, that has been something that we go to as a foundational block when we engage customers. And it's even more important now with you have large language models, you have ChatGPT, Gemini, Claude, whomever
Yeah.
you use. And people are looking for all sorts of different answers in different mediums. And so being able to do that and use this platform to do that and to create that content really goes a long way in helping the success of the campaigns.
So in the age of AI, you're working in a space where, AI is definitely making some impacts in the world of marketing and branding and web design, and there's a lot of great tools out there that folks are using. What's your take on where we are right now? We're in the middle of 2026, and life can completely change in a month or so or a week or so. But as of right now, what are you, I guess, on that issue of the intersection of AI, marketing, design, branding, that sort of thing. And you're talking to a room of leaders and, a lot of founders. What are you recommending right now?
So a lot of our job, I mean, thinking about this, I mean, you can create a prompt in GPT or Claude and get 75, 80% of the way there on just about everything. And I feel like if you weren't using AI properly or it wasn't embedded in your business to start the year, then you've lost a ton of ground. I feel like we've been at the bleeding edge of it since the jump. I remember November 30th, 2022, when GPT went live. One of our clients was one of the beta companies testing OpenAI as on the business tools, and so we were aware of it really early and saw its potential. So for us, it's actually been an element of having to reposition from to be more strategic. And that we're guidance on execution or capable of executing. And that's been a huge differentiator for us. I think in terms of the actual intersection and the market as a whole, I think that's one of the things that you see a ton of people on LinkedIn right now looking for work, or trying to get work because they've been outed, right? And so I think that there'll be a little bit more of that. I think that being able to effectively actually it's one thing to put a prompt in, and it's another thing to be able to actually do it and have it and see it through. I think one of the elements that we see is that people will create that strategy or that plan and then not do anything with it. I think when it's so easy to get to the idea of things, it's really what separates the ones that are going to be able to make it, and the ones that aren't are the ability to actually stay focused and continue to do it, because you can change strategy every single day.
And trust me, based on how you ask the question of your AI will tell you to change your strategy every day.
It's not just what you put in. It's also the parameters that you create beforehand, and make sure that you edit the AI out of the AI, right? Like, there's still this human element that's so necessary, because otherwise you get into this the cycle of AI slop, and then you can't figure out how to get out of it. And so anyway, that's where we are with our clients right now, is working really hard to not just create the strategy, but then have them stay to keep them pinned to it and execute against that, because that's where we're seeing the success, is when you yeah the, because the prompt is such a short-term thing, you can get that back in 30 seconds or a couple of minutes, depending on what you're feeding into it, and then you got to do something.
Well, tell me about Ably Group. I've got your website all linked up. Who are you typically working with, and what does that engagement look like?
I'm glad you have it up today. Today, June 30th, we're recording this. By the time this goes live, we'll actually have our new site up that repositions, who we are and what we're doing. So our targets really are we have three legs of our stool. I mentioned the capital messaging for fundraising and those things. Then legacy, B2B companies, manufacturers, med tech, regulated businesses, transportation, logistics, heavy machinery. We've worked really well with them for a long time. Our third leg of the stool is something we haven't talked about, and that's the Tag Awards. It's a little bit of a play on the Ably Group. It's based on technology, achievement, and growth. And we started off with the Tag Awards for MedTech, which recognize and honor innovators and companies in that space. And then this year, we just had our second most successful year ever. And then just launched the B2B Innovation Awards to recognize those businesses that are helping companies that they can't talk about. Often that in between, or you have a company that's the secret sauce to the success of another business. And so this is an opportunity to give them this platform and be able to do that. So when this goes live, we'll be continuing to accept nominations for that.
Very cool. All right, so that is ablygroup.com, ABLIGROUP.com. Justin, anything else that you'd recommend our friends do from here? Where do they go next?
Yeah, I would, if anybody wants to talk, you also connect with me on LinkedIn, and a pretty public profile there. Of course, go to the site, and you can book time with me as well. Our team is passionate about what they do, and frankly, in my opinion, we're really good at it. So, if you need help thinking about that strategy, putting the campaigns together, that sort of thing, then we're here to help.
Justin Starbird, CEO and founder of the Ably Group, found on the web at ablygroup.com. Justin, thank you so much for the conversation.
Hey, likewise, Josh. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to The Thoughtful Entrepreneur. If your goal is to grow your business, increase revenue, and build authority without gimmicks, this show is designed for you. Each episode gives you practical insight from leaders who have turned trust and credibility into real business results. If you value short, thoughtful conversations that respect your time, make sure you're subscribed. We publish daily 15-minute episodes focused on growth that actually compounds. And if you're interested in being a guest, or you want to turn podcast appearances into measurable business growth, visit podverified.com. You can start for free with your Pod Verified score, along with free podcast guest training and a free media kit builder. These tools are built to help you get booked on better shows, deliver stronger interviews, and convert audience trust into revenue. No more desperate sales. You truly can enjoy all the business you like by generously sharing your wisdom. Everything we offer is built by podcasters for guests with a focus on trust, organic growth, and long-term business success. Thanks again for spending your time with us. I'll see you next time.